این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
We should struggle all our powers so that people get to know that it is possible to stand on our own feet, that we can defend our national and Islamic culture and prestige in the face of East and West, and that we can defeat the material world and hoist the flag of there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger in the entire world. Baytullah al-Haram, the house of Allah in Mecca, is the first house erected for people. No personality, no regime, and no tribe can claim to have right of way in it.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, and we are trying to present some of the sayings of the late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi, on the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi, says, "We overcame this super demonic power with empty hands. That is, all the powers were after to help this super demonic power, but we conquered over it with empty hands." So, what was with us that we actually defeated the other side? As we said earlier, we can refer to these beautiful sayings of him to Quranic verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayya alladhina amanu, in tansurullahi yansurkum, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum." Oh, those who believe, if you help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will help you and he will make your steps steadfast. This is Allah's promise. If you step for the sake of God, Allah will compensate for you. Allah will help you in return. There is no case of worry for us to get worried and get concerned that since we are alone or we are few in number, we will get defeated. So we see again in the sayings of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, he says that this super demonic power was not going to get defeated easily. Only a kind of belief comes in between and helps us that we defeated it with empty hands. Is it possible, for example, to defeat an army with empty hands? Definitely, yes, it is possible. When Allah's powers are coming to help you. Again, in another verse of the Holy Quran we have, if you wait and practice piety, and it shines on you, your Lord will immediately help you with a few thousands of angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring his angels to help you. We had the cases of such victory in the dawn of Islam when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the troop of the enemy that how did we Muslim come to your eyes? That captive was saying that we have been saying each of you as plenty of people that comes towards us. So this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no break of promise in Allah's words and Allah's sayings.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
If we step forward for the sake of Allah, Allah will compensate for us by his power. We have to believe in the strength of Allah's power. And we have to believe that the only superpower in the existence is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no other superpower in the scene of the earth. It's not quite easy to digest this point, brothers and sisters, to come to this ideology. I think it requires lots of pondering in Quranic verses and Islamic teachings to know that we were victorious, empty-handed.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruhani Khomeini, 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 every night and every day. Never forget to say, La ilaha.